Good evening and welcome in. It's another edition of Everything Purple, and I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park after a big Vikings victory over the Chicago Bears. Everything Purple is here to review some of the best content that the Vikings Entertainment Network produced over the past week. And as we say every week, the content is always better after a victory. That's good news because the Vikings were victorious last weekend, 23-20. So to recap the Vikings victory, we're going to go to the Wobcast to get some more details on how the Vikings got the job done.
Good win today, all right? It wasn't pretty. We made a lot of mistakes. Tons and tons of mistakes. We finally ran the football like I expect us to run the ball, okay? But we got to make sure we got a long way to go now, all right? Blair, that's a hell of a kick, baby. Yeah. Offensively, did a hell of a job in the fourth quarter.
Yes, sir. Okay?
Hell of a job in the fourth quarter. Good job getting the ball back defensively. Marcus Sherrill.
Smart.
Help. Now, you guys made me a promise in the locker room last week. But we're working tomorrow. All right, here we go. Fire on three. 1, 2, 3.
Fire.
You know, I'm proud of the team, the way that we fought. This team has a lot of toughness about them. It wasn't always pretty today. I don't think we played our best football, but we did a good job. We finally ran the football the way I expect us to run the ball, but we didn't start out very good offensively. And then defensively, I thought we had some lapses there in the second half. But it's a very, very good win for our football team. You know, when you're in these situations and you continue to get in these situations and you continue to find a way to win, that's what's most important. It's all about how you finish. And so I thought we did good in that area, and I'm proud of our guys. On the sidelines, they stay tough.
Feels good, but I'm far from the hero. This is a team win. We haven't won here in a long time, since 07, I think. And, Zimmer being a Chicago native, he'll never admit it, but I know this one's a little more special to him. You know what? We didn't play our best today, but we fought it out and got a win. We had a really nice drive there at the end to put it in the end zone, and then another assist set up by Adrian Peterson for me. And I got to thank that guy. And then Jeff and Kevin have been on money all year in there. Snaps and holds and protection, so they make my job real easy on a day like today.
It's a roller coaster. You know, you're gonna get jabbed, but what are you gonna do? You're gonna lay down, or you're gonna respond? And we just keep choosing to respond, and that's what I love about this team the most.
So you hear what Adrian loves about this team. Here's what I love about this team right now. The way they are winning as a team. There is not one player on this roster that the Vikings are relying on too much or every week to get the job done. If you remember, speaking of Adrian Peterson, in 2012, when he was running for 2,000 yards and ran to the MVP award, the Vikings won the final four games of that season to get into the playoffs, and a lot of different parts of the team were playing well, but I think everyone knew the Vikings were winning games because Adrian was on an incredible string of games. Well, Adrian is playing well right now, but a lot of other players and parts of this team are playing well right now. It's complimentary football at its finest. The special teams is chipping in. In fact, they had 16 of the team's 23 points in the win at Soldier Field. The defense is dominating for most of the game, and whenever the defense has a slip-up, as they did when they allowed Jay Cutler to drive down for a touchdown to take the lead in the fourth quarter on Sunday, the offense is stepping up and making plays. How about the offense at Soldier Field? Not that great for much of the game, but when it counted the most, this offense stepped up. A 7-play, 84-yard touchdown drive to tie it, and then a 4-play, 48-yard drive to cap it off with a field goal to win it. So complimentary football by this Vikings team. Not one player is being relied on too heavily to win it, and that's what I love about the way the Vikings are playing right now. In crunch time, this team delivered. Teddy, Diggs, Charles Johnson coming through late in the game to make big plays to get the Vikings a win.
Takes the snap on second and long, gets away from the pressure, sprints to the left to the 20-25. Teddy slides at the 30. First down, Teddy! And it was a big one on second and 17.
That Teddy scramble, do not underestimate how important that play is. That was the game-tying drive that ended with a Stephon Diggs touchdown. But the first play of that drive with the game on the line is an 8-yard sack of Teddy Bridgewater, the first and only sack allowed by the Vikings offensive line, but a sack nonetheless which set the Vikings back 8 yards on 2nd and 18. What does Teddy do with a limp? He scrambles down the middle of the field for 19 yards, showing toughness and resiliency, getting the Vikings back on track, and the rest is history, as we all know. So a great play there by Teddy Bridgewater. He hung tough, took hits, delivered throws, continued to make big plays. And it all set up Blair Walsh. Remember when we were worried about him, folks? We're not worried about him anymore. Blair is 17 of 19 on field goals for the season. He's made 13 straight. He is playing awesome right now.
I knew he was going to make it. He's been making them every day in practice. He's been, what, nine for nine. The ball came off his foot good. You can tell when a guy's kicking the ball good. There's a thump to it, and he thumped it pretty good, and it was dead down the middle.
Another big part of the Vikings' performance, Linval Joseph. Linval is hungry. 7 tackles, 3 quarterback hurries in that game, gobbling up double teams, making plays on his own, just causing mayhem in the middle of the field. He is playing great for the Vikings, and he is a big reason why this defense is playing so well. With all of the action that happened at the end of the game, with the Vikings scoring 10 points and a flurry to win a nail-biter at Soldier Field, let's not forget what happened early in the game, and it was as important a play as there was throughout the entire game. Marcus Sherrills with this big punt return.
Marcus Sherrills from his own 35 heads to the right side, turns the corner near side to the 40 to the 50, and Sherrills has one guy to beat. 25-20, gets a block from Hunter. Touchdown! Marcus Sherrills with a 65-yard punt return touchdown, the third of his career, has rallied the Vikings to the lead at Soldier Field.
Not only can he return punts for touchdowns, but he can also cover punts with the best of them. Sherrills led the team in special teams tackles with 2, so do more to help us win, Marcus Sherrills. You pretty much can. Marcus Sherrills is doing pretty much everything he can. Another man who is doing everything he can to help the Vikings win is Adrian Peterson. A 100-yard rushing game at Soldier Field. That's the 45th 100-yard rushing game of his career and the third of this season for Adrian Peterson, getting those tough yards when we need them the most. And I also want to credit Zach Line, who maybe had his best game as a Viking. For those of you who really want to dig into it, go back and watch the game. Second quarter, 12:13 to go, 2nd and 6 for the Vikings from the Chicago 41. Watch the block that Zach Line puts on linebacker Leroy Reynolds, a de-cleater to clear the way for Adrian Peterson. Speaking of clearing the way for Adrian Peterson, the Vikings offensive line had a great game blocking, protected Teddy very well. Got to credit those guys up front. But Adrian Peterson just continues to do what he does, and that is torture defenses, even though they're overplaying to try and stop him. One of the key players in the Vikings' victory was rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs, who, after his 6-catch, 95-yard, 1-touchdown performance, is once again up for Pepsi Rookie of the Week honors. Now, before the game, Diggs was a guest on Vikings' game plan and had a chat with host Paul Allen.
And let's meet rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs. He's the first rookie wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings to register back-to-back 100-yard receiving games since Randy Moss in 1998. Anytime you hear your name associated on the field with Randy Moss, that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, going into it, you don't plan for games like this. You just plan to try to succeed and try to do the best you can, but being mentioned with him is a great thing just because he's one of the best receivers that ever played the game.
And he throws it as he's hit. Caught! Diggs! First down at the 22. And the rookie from Maryland brought it in for a 26-yard gain.
Stephon Diggs, welcome to the NFL, kid. You're having a hell of a debut so far.
What have you noticed, Stephon, are some keys to succeeding in the NFL?
Mainly staying grounded, staying even keel, not getting too high, not getting too low, and your work ethic. Your work ethic speaks for itself. Not too many words, just as far as your actions, how you conduct yourself on the field and as well off the field.
As the work ethic goes, I would imagine homework and becoming a scholar of the game after you leave the facility is important.
Yeah, most definitely. As far as after hours, you're not laying around. People think you just come to football on Sundays and you show up, but it's a lot that goes into it as far as studying people. Like, I know some DBs well, more than I know, like, my little brother sometimes. Like, I'll know their middle name and I'll know their birthday and all that type of stuff. So you got to know your opponent and you got to know what you're up against just because you got to be prepared.
When you're watching film or trying to find tendencies of people you're playing, what are some things you look for?
You got to go way back to, like, the first game, the second game, the third game. You watch what they like to do, what they don't like to do.
And look at this. This is a rookie against one of the best corners in football. He absolutely turns Aqib Talib around. What a job by a rookie stepping up because of injury. Stephon Diggs making the most of his opportunity.
I'm kind of big on watching myself as well as far as what I do on film and what they're going to attack. What other people did well against me, so what they're going to try to do, that kind of thing. So it's all about playing mind games, and you got to be prepared.
Your first touchdown catch at Ford Field against the Detroit Lions is one of the better catches we've seen here with the Vikings in quite some time.
Entertained by the opposition as Diggs, he has lit up this Viking offense the last 2 weeks.
When you remember it, what comes to mind?
The play call, because with how they were playing me the whole game, and they made some adjustments, and we called something different. So I was so happy. When the play call, I just knew it was going to be good. And then I watched Teddy spin it. I watched him let it go. And as he let it go, my initial thought is, I might not catch up to this one. So I kind of like gave it all I got, and kind of God kind of called the pass for me, because I just put my hands out there to test my hands, and I just squeezed as hard as I could.
A big part of the Vikings' defensive performance early this season has been defensive tackle Linval Joseph. Now, it's hard to get a lot of words out of Big Linval, but Vikings Beyond the Gridiron got the job done. Take a listen.
I don't want to get too gushy here, but he, I've had a couple really good nose tackles in my career. This guy's maybe the best. He's good. He's really good.
Mike Zimmer is a motivating head coach who pushes and gets the most he can out of his players. So him gushing this week about the play of defensive tackle Linval Joseph was definitely not the norm for the second-year leader of the Vikings.
It's very, very nice to hear what Coach Zimmer saying about me and then all the coaches, all my players, and just around the league. We work very hard here, and right now everything is just working. Now, I'm making plays, everybody's making plays, but I'm just glad I'm getting recognition for making good plays.
Joseph was one of the early additions for then-new head coach Mike Zimmer when he signed the defensive tackle from the New York Giants early in the 2014 offseason. He was one of the first pieces added to the Vikings' defense in an effort to make the D a shutdown unit. A year and a half into his career in purple, Joseph feels comfortable and ready to contribute more and more.
From the Giants to the Vikings, two different defenses. The first year is normally that year where you try to learn everything, and the second year is the year when you really take off, as Coach says. You take off because you know the defense, and now everything just falls in your lap.
Now in his sixth NFL season, the 27-year-old is becoming quite comfortable as the man in the middle of the Vikings' defense. With his play this year, the unit has jumped from 25th to 13th in the league against the run. They've given up fewer than 100 rushing yards in all four of their wins, and it's Joseph leading that charge.
Really, I'm just glad to be part of this defense, and I'm glad that I can help this team. And right now, everybody's playing at a high level, and I love it. You can't ask for nothing better. Everybody's doing their job. We're winning games, and that's what you ask for in a team.
Many times going underappreciated, Joseph brings a rare blend of speed, size, and strength. He quietly has gone about his career, helping the New York Giants win a Super Bowl in the 2011 season. Now, he's one of the leaders of the Vikings defense that is tied for second in the league by allowing just 17 points per game.
People don't understand the dirty work that he does, and LJ's holding up two guys almost on every play, and he allows our linebackers to go downhill and make plays. And I mean, that guy is special to me, and because I understand the dirty work that he does, and I guarantee you, if you talk to our linebackers and you ask them who the most important player is up front, I guarantee you they tell you Linval Joseph.
Okay, more show to go, but we're up against a break. Before we go, a programming note. Join host Mike Musman along with Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin at JJ's Clubhouse in Golden Valley this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. for Vikings Country. You could win Vikings tickets and a trip to the Miller Lite touchdown in the tropics in Mexico. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information and for more everything purple. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. It's Everything Purple, and I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We remind you the Vikings are giving away a pair of tickets to the first game in their new home, plus an exclusive on-field experience. Register now at usbankstadium.com/contest. Okay, let's get an outside perspective on your favorite team, the Vikings. To do that, we go to a pair of Super Bowl champions, Terrell Davis and Brian Billick.
The Vikings do look pretty good right now. They're 5-2, they're 3-0 in their division. 3-1 in the conference. And right now, I mean, the pieces are starting to come together. Stephon Diggs, that you're showing right now, this young man from Maryland, is really starting to catch his stride on the defensive side of the ball. They're playing well. Eric Kendricks, the rookie at UCLA, is balling right now with four sacks on the year. Teddy Bridgewater, though, his play has not really been as great as I thought it would be this year. Only six touchdowns, five interceptions. He's got to step his play up, but they got that big beast in the backfield and Adrian Peterson. So they've got the pieces in place. And in that conference, I think they will have a chance to make the postseason. As a matter of fact, if the playoffs start today, they would be the sixth seed in the playoff picture. So I like where they're headed right now, to be honest with you guys.
Let's say I'm a fan and haven't really watched the Vikings this year. What am I missing out on?
Well, the fact that they're pretty darn good. I picked them to win the division, which was a little iffy a couple weeks ago, but I'm looking pretty smart right now, particularly with Green Bay having to play Carolina this week coming up. Here's what they've got. Mike Zimmer's done his typical brilliant job with the defense, and unless you live in Minneapolis, name a starter on that defense in Minnesota. You can't. He did the same thing in Cincinnati. You know you got Adrian Peterson in behind. He's going to be important. But obviously for me, it's Teddy Bridgewater. He's beginning to show signs to match this good defense, to have the good running game. Teddy Bridgewater's beginning to make some plays now that, just like at the end of the game to help set up the field goal, had a big game 2 weeks ago. He's beginning to look like that veteran that now is in the better part of his second year. Norv Turner, very comfortable putting the game in Teddy Bridgewater's hands. Let's also remember, beating Chicago, a lot of people, that may not be a big deal. They haven't won there in 7 years. So they're subtly checking off those boxes, kind of like Cincinnati beating Seattle, beating Pittsburgh finally. They're checking off those boxes, and more importantly, they believe they're the best team in the NFC North.
Multi-time Pro Bowler Rondae Barber, who calls games for Fox, had the Vikings' last two games, both victories. So he's gotten to know the team very well. We caught up with him at the team hotel in Chicago to quiz him on the Vikings. It's our buddy, Rondae Barber. We call him our buddy because he's around the team as much as any of us are. You've called a bunch of Vikings games the last couple of years, haven't you?
I have, and I did a preseason game this year. I think I did three or four last year, yep. And I got, at least three this year. So, yeah.
Well, what do you think of our squad?
I like it. I like them a lot on defense. Every line of the defense, you know, starting up front, through the linebackers, into mm-hmm. the secondary. I think the ingredients for a dominant defense are in place. I love that they've all been drafted here too. And, you know, there's been some free agent additions, but I love that the draft picks have panned out for this defense. It's just, there's something about that that makes for a cohesive unit. Mm-hmm. And I'm impressed on that side of the ball.
We've heard a lot of talk about the Vikings defense. The way the defensive tackles have been playing mm-hmm. has helped the linebackers a lot.
Yes.
You played cornerback at a high level for a long time. So as a corner, what is a complimentary piece for you? Is it the pass rush that you would notice?
Yeah, I mean, my defense when we were dominant in Tampa back in the early part of the 2000s was completely predicated on what we did up front. You know, mm-hmm. if Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice and, you know, whoever else was in that mix were able to generate enough pressure where we didn't have to cover for more than like 2 seconds, mm-hmm. which was the case, which is there was an actual number, then we were good. And it allowed us to play a lot of zone. We didn't have to get into man coverage. We didn't have to blitz a lot. And I know this defense is a little bit different schematically. Zim's got his A-gap pressures and all these other things, exotic things that he does really well. But if you can't win with four rushers, you can't play a 4-3 defense, which he runs, and they win with four rushers a lot of the time, and it's a tribute to the guys that are playing up front for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned that double A-gap pressure. A lot of teams and coordinators and defenses do it, but yeah. It seems to be something that gets attributed to Coach Zimmer. Talk about what you think that does to an offense.
Well, it confuses. You know, confuses centers and it confuses protections. I mean, if any of y'all watched the Detroit game, you saw the seven sacks and largely were uncontested sacks, you know, mm-hmm. free runners to the quarterbacks. And if you can get those guys in there, make them slide to protection one way, and then all of a sudden they're wrong. And, you know, Tom Johnson, who's yeah. swinging around the edge thinking he's just taking up space, comes to the quarterback free. You know that you've done it right. You know that you completely discombobulated, if that's the right word, their blocking scheme, and nobody does it better because they have so many variants. You guys have so many variants to it. You have the players that understand it, and you just have great athletes that can get home. I mean, you need the combination of those is what makes them so good.
A pretty cool thing about the Vikings front is that, you know, they've kind of been dominant here the last few weeks, and in each of the last few weeks they've done it without a starter.
Yes.
There's something to be said for that.
There is. I mean, and there's a lot of, you know, to say about depth on your team. Everybody claims that they have depth, but when depth actually produces, then you know you have the depth that you need. You know, because I think Sharif Floyd is a great player. I think he's got the potential to be something special in this league as a three technique, a penetrating three technique. But with him out and Tom Johnson coming in and Linval Joseph doing the dirty work, the stuff that that position requires, it just speaks volumes for it. And you get Daniil Hunter, who I, you know, two or three weeks ago I'd never heard of.
Right.
Comes in and in the games that he had prior to the Detroit week against Kansas City, I was, I mean, you have the depth, and that's as important as anything.
What are you seeing from Xavier Rhodes?
Xavier's got all the talent in the world. He's got the size that everybody would love to have. He coveted it. Gets a little sloppy with this technique at time, and that's why he ends up grabbing at time. But he's also big. He's huge. I mean, he's the antithesis of me. You know, he's 5'9.5". He's 6'2" or whatever he is, 6'1.5". And guys, big corners in this league get hit with a lot of penalties just because of their size. I mean, the things that I would do to a receiver don't affect the receiver like what Xavier does. Yeah. And they're on the lookout for him. You know, it's just the way it is.
Who else do you like in the NFC?
Well, anybody not liking Green Bay is crazy because they're pretty good.
They look good.
Look pretty good. Atlanta, who we had earlier in the year, I wasn't ready to buy them until I watched them play, and they're just a gritty team. I mean, they're not great on either side of the ball. I mean, they have talent, of course. They have probably the best wide receiver in football. But they're a team that just plays together under a new coach, which is impressive. Carolina, we had them three of the first 4 weeks, and Cam Newton is a man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a man. He's doing it literally by himself on that side of the ball, and their defense is actually starting to play like the defense we saw a couple of years ago. But those are mine. Arizona, I want to believe. I have these guys later in the year, and I want to see them. I want to see him in person.
Cool.
With Carson Palmer back to really judge them, but those will be the ones.
All right, we're almost to the finish line here on Everything Purple. Let's clean a few things up. Some of you may have voted on your way to work, but you have more voting to do. Go to Vikings.com, vote your favorite Vikings to the Pro Bowl, and remember, Stephon Diggs is up for Pepsi Rookie of the Week honors. That is entirely a fan vote. So go to the website, Vikings.com, and check out how to vote for all of those guys. And also check out the Vikings on Sunday. They play the St. Louis Rams, two teams right in the thick of the playoff chase in the NFC. They will do battle right here in Minnesota. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call all across the Vikings Radio Network. We will be back next week with another edition of Everything Purple. But on behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wabshaw. That's it for tonight. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.